Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate. Jude, you're the headmaster of Elixir Academy.
Guilty as charged.
Then everything that's happened here on the island is because of you. My disappearance, Brinley getting the invitation, even Casey coming to Juno to spy on my family.
The lockdown, the men on the boat, the fake diary, Casey Dupree's abduction.
Out of curiosity, how long are the three of us going to stand here recapping everything that's transpired over the last few months?
That depends, now that I know your secret, what happens next.
I'm not sure what you're asking, Cyrus.
Well, we're alone on the beach, and I can't help but notice that pair of robot alligators eyeing me.
As are those two large condors circling above us. I suspect they too are robotic.
Well spotted, Cybot.
And we've already established that you control them.
That's enough, Romulus. Remus.
You really think I'm going to have them eat you?
Well, maybe not eat, but...
Grab your legs, drag you into the water, spin you around and around until all the air has left your lungs?
That's a very specific scenario. You just come up with that?
Well, it's possible the thought ran through my mind when I found you here.
Cyrus, do you think we should...
Run! I wouldn't advise it, Cybot.
What do you want, Jude?
What do I want? Awfully broad question, don't you think?
Why did you do all of this? What is it all about?
Come now, Cyrus. You must know the answer. Because it's also the answer to why you came here. Why you've put yourself in mortal peril yet again.
Brinley. It's all been about Brinley.
See? I knew you'd figure it out.
But why? Why is she so important? I mean, you just met her a few months ago.
Time isn't always what it seems. You know that better than anyone. After all, you disappeared into the past for 2 years.
2 years? You know that for a fact?
But of course. And you'd still be stuck there if I hadn't brought you back.
Where did I go? In the past?
Does it matter?
Kinda, yeah.
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure about that part. We're still working out the details of the process. The important thing is you're here now.
Why? Why did you bring me back?
Same reason I'm not having Romulus and Remus dispose of you. I need you.
For what?
For Brinley! See, as close as she and I have become, I'm well aware that you've managed to forge a place in her heart, a place that she protects, even from me.
And you think I'm just gonna set her free from that?
If you truly care about her, you'll let her go. To stay with me, where she belongs.
And how do I do that?
You'll know when the time comes.
What kind of person are you? How does someone your age even accomplish all of this?
You wouldn't even believe me if I told you.
Really? Pretty sure I'd believe almost anything at this point. I know about Penn and the portals, about Casey, or should I say, Cadence Cavendish.
You know, Cyrus, I actually respect you.
I'm flattered.
You're quite brilliant in your own right. We have a lot in common beyond our shared affection for Brinley.
I swear, if you hurt her,
I'd never hurt her.
Except that's not true, is it? Because you've already made her life miserable on this insane island. You've tortured her and lied to her, cut her off from the people she actually cares about.
Enough! Now, I've been exceedingly patient with you, but I don't need to hear your sanctimonious lectures. I spent far too long planning all of
this. I can try to warn Brinley.
Cybot. Cybot?
Oops.
What did you do to him?
You know, I can't just let you tell Brinley your side of the story.
You mean the truth?
She'll know everything in due time. When I'm ready.
And until then? What are you gonna do with me? Throw me back into a portal? Send me to the Middle Ages?
Sadly, it isn't that easy. You see, we've discovered that it's a team effort, mate. Everyone working together.
Can't believe we hauled your sorry carcass out of that hole in the caves.
Generosity isn't always a virtue. If you'd left me there, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to slip a small electrode into your pocket.
What?
And if you didn't have said electrode in your pocket, I wouldn't be able to send a charge into it, and by extension, your entire body. Leaving you incapacitated, just like your robot companion. See you soon, Cyrus Anders. Take them away.
How did you end up down here, Mirabelle?
I was looking to move into the private sector when a message arrived. They were recruiting scientific consultants for an independent school on an island in Florida.
Independent? There's an interesting word.
What was the job?
Dean of Students. And research. But when I got here, there were only a handful of kids. And I didn't have a good feeling about the place.
Why did you stay?
Because the job changed. I felt a responsibility to one student in particular.
You mean Penn? Your son?
You have a son that goes here.
Only he's not really your son, is he?
Who is he?
He's a WIT kid.
They put you in charge of a WIT kid.
We knew right away that he was...
different. Special.
Even as a small child, his power was evident. We didn't fully understand it, but it was very important to the headmaster. He promised me, if I could harness Penn's abilities, and we were able to accomplish the goal, that we'd both be free to go. And we're close. We're so close.
What is the goal?
It's something about the portals, right? They used me as a battery to amp up Penn's power.
You have to know that it's wrong. Using kids like this? I can see you think of Penn as your son.
He is my son. In every way that matters.
Believe me, we understand. We can help get you and Penn out of here. Monica has experience with kids like this. If we work together against the headmaster...
James, there's a boat coming.
Greetings, all.
Jude, what are you doing here?
Yes, Jude, you shouldn't be here.
It's all right, Mirabelle. The cat's out of the bag now. We can finally be honest with each other and about our mission.
Mission.
You're the headmaster.
Huh. You said it almost exactly like Cyrus did.
Cyrus? You've seen our son?
Indeed. It's turned into a regular old family reunion on beautiful Elixir Key.
Where is he? Is he safe?
More or less. You see, that's what I came here to tell you. I can let you go, Dr. Anders. You too, Mr. Anders. And you can even take Cyrus with you. Once he's served his purpose.
What's the catch?
The catch is that you have to leave without Brinley and Casey. But they'll be just fine. Trust me.
And if we refuse?
Then none of you ever leaves this island alive.
shows Imagination Amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.